Thank you for calling customer support. This is Liking. How may I help you today?
Hello, Liking. My name is Cindy from Capital One's Fraud Protection Department on the recorded line. I have a mutual customer, Jesse Walter, that has been being charged for this, your company, for the $59.89, but she is not aware of what the $59.89 is that she is subscribed to. So that's why we wanted to get more information to see if you can refresh her memory on what this is that the $59.89 is being charged for.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. She is on the line with us as well.
All right. What's the zip code?
60450.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
My name is Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, Waters, W-A-T-T-E-R-S.
All right, what's another name it will be showing under?
Probably my husband, Jim, James.
James?
James.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
Oh, you're needing my ad?
Yes, ma'am.
1140 North Gorman Road, Morris, Illinois.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that's showing in your husband's name. Looks like here it's showing there was a survey taken to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry. Are you or your husband aware of that?
No.
Did you ask your husband about that?
I did. Actually, he received an email. This is, we contacted our credit card company, Capital One, in regards to this. There was an email sent to his phone from, I think it was an Etsy.
I'm not sure. What did the email say?
Oh, geez. I'm on his phone. It was something about purchasing something.
$100. And you get the free.
Anyhow, I'm not real sure what that was, but we did not purchase anything from Etsy.
Okay, this has nothing to do with Etsy. Give me the information that you said that your husband received through the email. Did he sign up for that? Did he put his information in to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11? That's what this is for.
I am not aware of it.
Not you, your husband.
Oh.
He says he did not.
That's fine. Okay. So basically, their information was used to take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11, which I'm assuming that's the information she's referring to. And when you do that, it enrolls you into our Bytes Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89. The issue is people don't read that part. They just see the part that says, like, hey, you're going to win a vacuum. They put their information in and, you know, don't read the part where they're going to get billed once they enter the contest. But if she's stating that he didn't do that, then I can cancel this out and y'all can speak with the fraud department.
That's
okay.
Fine. I don't recall ever doing this.
That's fine.
I thank you for your assistance.
You're definitely welcome. So I'm going to go ahead and get this canceled out and then get everything notated we discussed, and then she can file those charges with fraud. Give me 1 second. Thank you. 1 second, I'm still getting everything discussed here. Notated that we discussed. One second. All right, let's see who we have available for you. One moment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One second, so I'm waiting to see who they have available for you.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Looks like my computer has frozen up. Look, after all that time, and now it's just frozen. So hold on. It's unresponsive. Give me 1second.
Technology, we can't live with them. We can't live without it.
I know.
Right. Got to roll with the punches.
I know.
Right?
It does this all. So from time to time, it does it. I guess
yep.
It needs a break.
Yep. That's what I say. That's what I say.
I guess whenever it gets unresponsive here. Still waiting. I really hope it's not going to have me put in all this info. Oh my God. Give me 1 second. No, I have to put it back in because when it came back, it's all the information was gone.
Yeah, well, sure.
Oh, God. No, I guess that just worked me to death. I guess I don't mind.
It's not a Friday. Can't blame it on Friday.
I wish it was. I wouldn't be at work.
Only Tuesday.
Oh, God, do not remind me.
Oh, Lord, I know.